always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, whose show is this?
All right, let's look at the matchup here against Houston. So the Lakers and Houston is a, you know, it's a matchup of like insane athleticism and length and you know, just kind of raw basketball physical tools against more of a methodical, tactical and, I guess, efficient approach that the Lakers have. And, you know, it's funny, you know, we always talk about boxing, styles make fights, and this is a fascinating one where Houston is going to be looking to push the pace. They're going to be, you know, applying pressure. They're going to make it so they're going to play super physical defensively. And then they're going to, on offense, they're not a very good team as far as like executing in the half court. But the way that they get around that is by being longer, taller, more athletic, faster. And they create so many extra opportunities that it actually, you know, evens out the math game there. And so for the Lakers, like, I think this series is going to be completely dictated by the rebounding numbers here. If the Lakers are able to rebound as much as the Rockets in those games, I think the Lakers are going to look pretty good. If the Lakers get swarmed as far as the offensive rebound goes and the Rockets, you know, do that and create a bunch of turnovers and they get out and they run on pick sixes and they hit threes on their offensive rebounding opportunities, those games are going to be blowouts. So in Houston's favor, obviously. So for the Lakers, you know, it's a opportunity to and look, like, as far as the chemistry goes, like, I think the Lakers are a significantly more together culture than the Rockets. We'll see how much that matters, if it does at all, you know, in terms of the net results in these games. But it's the team that I wanted to play, right? It's the Rockets are the matchup I was hoping for. I was hoping the Lakers would finish fourth and play against Houston. Ime Udoka doesn't trust Reed Shepherd, and because of that, doesn't really have a point guard. I think point guards really, really matter, or at least that, like, offensive engine, the guy that, like, sets up your offense and like, those guys really matter in the postseason, and the Rockets don't really have that. You could say maybe it's Kevin Durant, but we saw what it looked like when the Lakers double-teamed him and Houston hadn't put into place their counters for that. Their offense stagnated, and the Lakers were able to take advantage and look good in those minutes. If Ime, like, stops being so stubborn and actually does utilize Reed Shepherd in the series, I think Reed is probably the X factor here that I'm the most concerned about. If he does that, then I think that changes the math here, and I would be kind of nervous about how that looks. If he doesn't, and the Rockets are as ineffective as they have at times been in the half court, then I think that's the path that the Lakers can take here. So I think game one is going to be a really important one. I think it will be critical for the Lakers to come out on top in that game and just kind of put into place for Houston that doubt about themselves and each other. And I think if the Lakers are able to do that, let alone if they're able to win both of their home games and go to Houston only needing a split to come back with a commanding series lead, then, you know, maybe, just maybe. But, you know, if they lose game one And if Houston starts to get some of that belief in themselves and that belief momentum swings in Houston's favor, I think it'll be pretty difficult to stop that ball from rolling and really gaining steam. So I hope I'm wrong, but I think Houston winds up winning this series in six, maybe seven. You could talk me into seven. And look, if it gets to game seven, that's a coin flip situation there, because now you have LeBron going up against Kevin Durant. And, I think LeBron is just a better engine here. I think another factor here for the Lakers is, in those games that LeBron really goes for it, they cannot lose those games, right? What we've seen from LeBron over the last year or so, or the last couple trips to the postseason, is it's like in every other game kind of situation that he can really rear back, fire that fastball, really go for it, and then he kind of needs to recover.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
In those fastball games when LeBron is fully engaged and flying around and doing everything that LeBron is capable of, the Lakers cannot lose those games. Absolutely cannot. So hopefully the Lakers are able to take care of business, and I wouldn't bet on them in this one. I would like to see their odds. Having home court, I think, is really important here, because the Lakers will need the improved shooting from guys like Luke Kennard, from guys like Rui Hachimura. I think like the one random Marcus Smart game, like I think Marcus Smart is pretty high on the importance list here. I think he's going to spend some time on Kevin Durant. I think he's going to spend some time on Amen Thompson. I think he might even spend some time on Alperen Şengün, operating off of the ball in the post and making his life miserable there. So I think Marcus Smart is a really critical aspect of this. Obviously, DeAndre Ayton and Jackson Hayes are going to be critical here, because you're playing against like Ayton can't get outplayed by Clint Capella again. Hayes needs to go in there and keep up with the athleticism that Houston brings to the table. I think Jake LaRavia is a really important player in this series. He'll need to be a willing shooter, and he'll have to knock down some shots to make it worthwhile to keep him out there. Jared Vanderbilt and Bronny James are both going to get minutes, I think, in this rotation. And both of those guys have to be ready to scale up to postseason play. I have serious doubts on both of those guys, but the Lakers need them to succeed there, because as much as we could just say, maybe JJ just needs to, cut down the rotation and only play seven or eight guys or whatever it is. Yeah, that's fine in theory, but given how hard Houston plays, given how athletic and long that they are and how physically they're going to play against the Lakers, those minutes, as you get closer to the fourth quarter, if you play that short a rotation, are going to get kind of ugly. Like, that is not the way that I would personally approach this thing. I think you need to keep that rotation as long as you can, for as long into these games and into the series as you can, just for the just to keep the batteries charged all throughout that rotation. So I hope I'm wrong. I think Houston takes this thing, because the Lakers don't have Luka, don't have Austin. If they did have those guys, like, it's super annoying. Like, I really wish the Lakers were playing this Houston team at, with the Lakers at full health. And look, Houston is missing guys too, right? They haven't had Fred VanVleet all year. They haven't had Steven Adams for a big chunk of the year. Won't have either of those guys in this series, but not having Luka, not have Austin, I hate Houston, like as a city, because of the whole Astros thing and the way that they cheated the Dodgers and the way that MLB as a league didn't really fully punish Houston. So like, I would really prefer to kick their teeth in and watch Luka, you know, watch Austin and watch LeBron do that to Houston and that entire city. But unfortunately, that's not how this is going to go. Now, if they're able to beat Houston without Luka, without Austin, and embarrass them to that extent to where more KD tweets and texts leak and about, you know, how he feels about guys up and down that roster, then even better. Then that's the amount of embarrassment that I would be hoping for there for the city of Houston. And I would love every freaking second of it. I think the Lakers have a chance here. I think Houston should be favored, and we'll see how the series plays out. Last thing before I get to the Q&A, I wanted to say thank you. From the bottom of my heart, I'm going to try not to get emotional here saying this, but this has been a very special season for the show, for my family, for the future of this show. It has been a really, really good one. And I have you guys to thank for that. The audio show grew. The video show here on YouTube grew. Obviously started with Offsides, and Offsides has grown a ton as well. Everything that I do, for whatever reason, you guys really throw your weight behind, and I cannot say thank you enough. You've made it possible for me to bring Harrison on a weekly basis and pay him. You made it possible for me to bring on a producer to help with thumbnails and timestamps, and not only pay him, but we're also looking for more ways for him to do more work on the channel, and I can afford that within the budget as well. Pan Raj is now, you know, a real thing to where heading into next season, I'm hoping to have the budget to just say, you're just Lakers Lounge if you don't want to have your own channel, and have that be an option. Like, there are things on the table that I did not think would be on the table, and I cannot thank you guys enough for it. And I say it all the time, getting to do this for a living is a dream. Getting to do this for even a decent living is absolutely incredible. Getting to do this and live comfortably, and have my family live comfortably, is a fucking dream come true. It is a, you know, the kind of thing that you look up top to the big guy upstairs, or you just look around and, you know, pinch yourself and you say, dang, I can't believe this is my freaking life. And it's simply because you guys have been so incredible in supporting the show. So thank you. We love you guys. All right. Let's segue awkwardly and, you know, all that stuff. Let's go to comments and questions. And Mike Philly, I think the question is, or the audio, I haven't seen anybody else complaining about it. So on my end, at least, it is working. Let's see. RoboCop 829, you should get your pops on the show one day. I think you guys would see a side of me that I don't think you guys want to see. I'm going to keep those podcast episodes off the air because, you know, he and I, when we disagree, there are fireworks and it might be entertaining, but yeah, I don't know. We'll see. It's a funny thought, though. Let's see. Oh, this is a great point. As far as getting the Rockets instead of Minnesota, the flight to Houston is significantly easier, I believe, on the Lakers than the trip to Minnesota, back to LA, and to, you know, all of that stuff. Like, travel really does matter. Now, the first round is more spaced out than, you know, later into the playoffs because there are more teams playing. So that kind of helps alleviate some of the pressures of travel and the wear and tear of travel. But it was something that did cross my mind. It's like, all right, at least with LA and Houston, it's more of like a straight west to east and east to west kind of deal. It's not west to east and way north. Like, it's not, you know, northeast to then southwest and, you know, those additional miles on the odometer. So like that is something that definitely came to my mind as far as the matchup here and my preference. Now, look, if it turns out that Anthony Edwards is indeed, you know, hurt to an extent that he isn't able to play in like a game or two in that series, then I will say, like, God, that loss to the Mavericks really sucks, you know, like, but as it stands right now, like, I just think Minnesota is a lot more professional. I know they have had an up and down and kind of frustrating season for their fans. I have some friends here in my neighborhood and some, you know, friends from actually in Minnesota who say that this is kind of an annoying Minnesota Timberwolves team, that they seem kind of fat and happy for the regular season. And they seem a little too confident that they can just flip the switch when you get into the postseason. But it's for decent reason that they feel that way. They've gotten to the Western Conference Finals now, what is it, 2-3 times in a row? Now, yeah, maybe that is their ceiling, but that is still a couple rounds later than the Lakers would be playing them. So, yeah, I would say that, you know, all things being closer to equal, I always kind of preferred Houston. They're younger also. Like, yes, you have Kevin Durant, who has been to the playoffs a ton, but he's not really a leader. And outside of him, you have like Jabari Parker, who's super young. Amen Thompson is super young. Alperen Şengün is relatively young. Reed Shepherd is really young. So you have this like younger team in Houston that has had these chemistry concerns all year. It was always kind of clear cut to me who I would have preferred to play. And the Lakers got that team. And I think they do have a puncher's chance, not as much of a chance as I think I would like to, you know, feel about this team, but man, like this was a, this is what the Lakers, I don't know that they were hoping to play Houston. I don't think they cared either way because both teams are good in their own way. But for me personally, this was the team that I wanted to face and the Lakers got them. All right, let's go to the next questions here. Is this the actual? I haven't looked. Let me see if I can go to. I'll go to BetOnline, see what their actual odds are in their series basketball and NBA series. So, yeah, +476 Rockets are -650. So they are like the Lakers are definitely underdogs. And, you know, for comparison, the Raptors are +425 going up against the Cavs. And I don't think anybody believes in the Raptors. The Hawks are plus money. Ooh, I think I might bet that one. Ooh, that's an intriguing one. Hawks +237. But yeah, the Lakers are basically almost +500 here, meaning you get five times your money if you you bet them. That's an interesting one. You know, it really, really is. And maybe it's worth a couple of, you know, donuts potentially. But yeah, I think that's about where I would have them. And for good reason, man, the Rockets have been good for a lot of this year, and they do some things defensively that have really bothered the Lakers. I think they bothered the Lakers more when they attacked more from the perimeter. And I think one thing that the Lakers are going to have to do against Houston is operate more out of the post in like a more inside out approach rather than trying to attack from the perimeter, like starting the blender from within basically, rather than starting it from up top as you can when you have Luka. And we'll see how effective the Lakers are able to be with that. I also think with Houston's shooting concerns, you might be able to, you know, more comfortably play that zone, which is another reason that I thought Timmy made more sense. We'll see, you know, what the Lakers are able to do tactically, defensively against them. Ime Udoka is a very good coach and will have counters whenever the Lakers find something that they feel comfortable with. So, if you just ask me who I think is a better coach right now between Udoka and Redick, I think I would lean very heavily Udoka because he has been around the game as a coach for a lot longer than Redick has. And the last time we saw Redick in the playoffs, he kind of short-circuited. So it's the Lakers are heavy underdogs. And I'm really curious how that number is going to move in the next week or so. And hopefully we'll get an update on Luka here in the next week or so. You know, just kind of, you know, he went to Spain to see if he can get this different treatment, and we'll see if how effective it might be. And maybe we get a miracle and he's available, you know, for game 6 or 7 or something like that. But as it stands right now, that number where, you know, the Rockets are minus 650, that sounds about right. You know, that sounds about right. And it's on the Lakers to shock the world. Oh, wrong button. By a lot. Wow. Let's see. Next question here. Let's see. So T. Kubler, Drew Timmy gone? Well, he's not available for the postseason. I don't think they're going to waive anybody to make room for Timmy. I think there's a case to be made to waive Dalton for Timmy, or to waive Maxi for Timmy, especially Maxi, because I just don't think he's very good. And he looks a little washed. And Timmy does a lot of the things that Maxi can do and actually do those, whereas with Maxi, it's a little bit more theoretical at this point in his career. But I don't think they're going to cut Luka's best friend on the team. I also think it's worth remembering that last year, while JJ Redick was completely short-circuiting, Maxi was one of the guys that he turned to in that series, even though Maxi hadn't played in months. JJ, for whatever reason, really trusts and believes in Maxi Kleba. And maybe Maxi elevates his game for the playoffs. Maybe he is better suited to go up against Şengün than Timmy. But as it stands right now, I do really not like the Nick Smith Jr. choice over Timmy. And now as far as like his availability moving forward, I'll have to ask Raj. But I think he has one more year of two-way eligibility, and I would be pretty surprised if he isn't a Lakers two-way player next year. I think he proved more than enough for that spot, if not like the 15th roster spot on a minimum contract. I think one way or another, I think the Lakers really like him. I think it sucks that like randomly in the middle of the season, the Lakers stopped playing him. And then now, even though he has helped keep things afloat, they go away from him again. So for whatever reason, I don't think they value him to the extent that they should. But that's what happens when you have a very thin front office and a front office that sees the game in all of the same ways, basically, as your head coach does. And what that means is those blind spots that the front office and head coach share, they become all the more blind. And I think that's what happened here with Timmy. Let's see. Alicia Clark, thank you very much. We love the show. Sir Terrence Williams, segue awkwardly. It's the only way I segue is awkwardly. Let's see. So, yeah, I think, it's not Jabari Parker, huh? It's not, it's a different Jabari. Let me see. Which Jabari is it? Jabari Smith. You're right. It's late. It's been a long season, and I'm going to go ahead and get us out of here on that note. So we have a full week, basically, of content and free air that we need to fill. I do have that interview that I've been teasing you guys with that is in the chamber and ready to go. So we will see when I will be able to run that. I'm thinking tomorrow, but we'll see. We have an episode with Harrison. I want to have an episode with Raj, and then I'm going to try to convince Jovan to come on here, either for he and I doing the show or a Great Western Forum that we, I think, are working on scheduling so that we can kind of recap the season and look ahead to the postseason. So keep an eye out for all of that. Have a mailbag that is really full because I haven't been able to get to it for a couple of weeks and this rush to the end of the season. So I will dip into that at some point this week as well. We have plenty of stuff. So please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that like button. Tell your friends about the show. Tell your enemies that you hate this thing. And until the next time you guys hear from me, I'm Anthony Irwin saying once again, thank you a ton for the support over the course of this regular season. Let's kick some ass and shock the world this postseason. Have a great rest of your weekends. Make somebody else's, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.